الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, we have entered into another Islamic year. Each one of us has become 1 year older, if we have to look at it from an Islamic perspective. This month of Muharram is a very great and an auspicious month. It is amongst the Ashur-e Hurum, that is those months that are sacred. In the Islamic calendar, there are 4 months that are sacred. One of them is the month of Muharram. In fact, this month has been referred to in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Shahrullah, the month of Allah. And after the month of Ramadan, the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love to fast the most, was this month of Muharram. Normally, when we ponder or reflect over this month of Muharram, generally amongst the general masses, the only issue of note or auspiciousness with regards to this month is the 10th day, that is the day of Ashura. However, this entire month is blessed. With regards to the day of Ashura, Sahih Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dakhal al-Madinah, فَوَجَدَ الْيَهُودَ صِيَامًا يَوْمَ عَشُورَى. And he found that the Jews of Medina used to fast on the day of Ashura. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي تَسُومُونَهُ. What is this day? Why is it that you people are fasting on this particular day? What is so significant about it? So they said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a very great day. أَنْجَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ وَغَرَّقَ فِرَعُونَ وَقَوْمَهُ. And they went on to explain, they said, this was the day that Allah saved Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel from the tyranny of Firaun. And this was the day in which Allah Ta'ala drowned Firaun and his army. فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا وَنَحْنُ نَسُومُهُ. So Musa alayhi salam, out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to fast on this day. And we also, in following Musa alayhi salam, we also fast. So the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this was, "Nahnu ahaqqu bi Musa minkum." Nahnu ahaqqu wa awla bi Musa minkum. We have more right. We have more right, and we are closer to Musa alayhi salam in that you people interpolated and adulterated his message. We preserve the message of Musa alayhi salam. We are closer to him than you. فَصَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِسِيَامِهِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself fasted on this day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And he commanded his ummah to fast. And not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. The entire year's sins Allah will forgive. 1 year's sins, the past year, Allah will forgive if one will fast on the day of Ashura. We are familiar, ulama ikram have mentioned, that there is a degree of karahat if you only fast on Ashura, on the 10th. So we are encouraged, fast on the 9th and 10th, and the 10th and 11th. Very important lesson, sabak we've heard before, by way of muzakara, I'm mentioning it. Why we are encouraged? That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. He said, if you imitate a people, If you imitate a people, Allah will raise you amongst them. So even this much tashabbuh, this much imitation was not tolerated with the Jews and with the Christians and with the ghair qoms, those that are out of Islam. This much tashabbuh was not tolerated even in a fast. Where is the justification possibly going to be found today when we dress like them? Our culture has become similar to them. Our value systems have become them similar. The yardstick by which we are measuring progress, instead of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have chosen another way of life. If in fasting this is not tolerated, in other things how can it possibly be tolerated? On the one hand is that aspect of this month of Muharram, the occasion of Jummah. To go into detail is impossible. On the other hand, as I mentioned, it is a new year. We tend to, when we talk of new year, what comes in the mind? January, December, January. Holiday period, vacation period. Annual year-end ceremony, year-end parties. And this entire issue of a new year nowadays has become synonymous with masiyat, with guna, with sin, with celebration, wherein every command of Allah is being broken. And internationally we see New Year is celebrated with israf. Sometimes even Muslim countries, fireworks display different types of shows are put on. On the one hand, with the social media, we are bombarded with images of the hungry Muslims of Burma and Rohingya. We are bombarded with images of young women and children beheaded. We are bombarded almost on a daily basis with images of what's happening in Syria to our Muslim brothers and sisters. Those of us that have traveled have even witnessed situations where people that were leading basically lives where they had amenities at their disposal, comfortable lives, they had a good career, a good financial base, they had a house, they had a home, they had amenities at their disposal. Now the families are broken. In many instances, father is shaheed, mother is shaheed, brothers and sisters are shaheed, they are living in tents. Basic amenities they don't have. On the one hand we have this, and then on the other hand, these occasions where it's a new year, millions if not billions are wasted by Muslims. Wasted in a fireworks ceremony. Wasted in some useless act. Where is the justification going to be? Do we not even pause, consider, reflect that there is an akhirah? There is accountability. There is a court where we are going to have to present ourselves. Particularly we are an ummah where our new year is rich with history, is rich with a dastan and a legacy of qurbani and sacrifice, the like of which, if we even briefly visit it, we will understand immediately there is no room, there is no room, there is no excuse for us to attach a new year or some milestone by which the passage of our time in this world is measured or judged. There is absolutely no room for us to attach it with celebration and with wastage and with israf. In fact, it is a wake-up call for us. Every human being from his inception in this world, whether we realize it or not, whether we accept it or not, every one of us is engaged in a conflict. We are engaged in a battle, and this conflict and battle is such a battle, such a conflict, that it has been predetermined by Allah that whoever you are and wherever you are, no matter, you may be a superpower, you may be a millionaire or billionaire, you may be a tyrant or a ruler, or you may be the most pious of the pious, you may be the beloved of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one conflict that Allah has predetermined. Whoever it is, no one is going to be victorious. Like the poet says, لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا لوكانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلد. That if Allah was going to allow anyone to become victorious in this conflict against time, if Allah was going to grant perpetuity to anyone, then Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. But Allah unequivocally in His Quran directly addresses His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the expression, innaka, verily you, direct address, innaka, verily you my beloved, mayyitun, will die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and every one of them will die. We have not come to stay in this world, we have come to leave this world. We have not come to live in this world, we have come to die in this world. This entire life will only have value, will only be determined to be successful if we die in the correct condition. If the mort is not correct, then this entire life, Allah forgive us, there will only be hasrat and there will only be regret. This reality has to dawn upon us, the value of time. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, once made a compilation of hadith in which there were 40,000 ahadith. And then what he commented, great scholar, great muhaddith, what was his comment? He was a great mujahid also. He said that I will mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you will appreciate and understand this one hadith, you will have practiced on this 40,000 hadith. So they asked him, what is that hadith? He said, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhat wal-faraq. Allah's two great ni'mats and bounties Allah has given every human being. And what did my Nabi say? Ghaban. Ghaban means deception. My ummah is oblivious of the value of these two ni'mats. As-siha, your health, wal-faraq, and free time. Time and health. Time and health, these are two great ni'mats of Allah. Time is such a ni'mat of Allah that Allah Ta'ala, very often I've mentioned this, Allah Ta'ala, to draw our attention, Allah is free, park. Allah is free and park from the need to take qasam and oath. Allah Himself, His kalam is la rayba fi, وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Allah does not need to take qasam. You and I sometimes feel the need, we want to convince somebody about something because they doubt us. There's no question of doubting Allah. Allah begins His kalam, la rayba fi, there's no doubt in this. Yet Allah takes qasam out of compassion and kindness for you and I. How many qasams on time and aspects of time? Wal fajr, by the oath of the dawn. Was subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the daybreak when it takes a breath. Wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the night when it passes. Wal layli idha yaghsha, by the oath of the night when its darkness envelops. Wal nahari idha tajalla, by the oath of the day when it lights up. Wal asr, by the oath of time itself. Not only time, aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation which bring time into existence and by which time is measured. Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. Washamsi wa duhaha, wal qamari idha talaha, wal najmi idha hawa, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. So many qasams, so many oaths for what? Hum aur aap, you and I. Allah hamein agah karna chahte. Allah wants to conscientize us that by when you sit, mashallah, sit in your office and look at your investment portfolio and look at that screen where you see how much you got in the bank balance and you look at your trial sheet and you look at your future financial aspirations and you are measuring, mashallah, I'm worth so much, this is how valuable I am. Wake up. That is not valuable. Gold and silver, rands and dollars is not a measure of your achievement. That is not a measure of success. That is something that is temporary, passing phase. You can preserve that also. Take your excess wealth, put it in a bank, put it in a safety deposit box. You want to hide from the receiver, hide it under the mattress also. Lose a job, you'll get another job tomorrow. Some investment goes off today, you make another one tomorrow. More valuable than all that, qasam upon qasam upon qasam, Allah is taking His time, this time. See this tick, tick, tick of this clock. This time is not coming back. Once it is gone, it is not going to come back. Jannat walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum. Allah says in Jannat for you is whatever you desire. Every hasrat, every regret will be removed. Wa nazana ma fi sudurihim min ghil. Qalbun salim, paak saaf dil. You'll have a clean heart and enter Jannat. No regret, no sorrow, no grief, no enmity, no hatred, no jealousy. There will still be one hasrat. One hasrat will remain even in Jannat. What does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Laysa yatahassaru ahlul jannah illa ala sa'atin marrat bihim lam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala fiha. He said, the Jannati, only one hasrat, one regret will remain even in Jannat, is the time in this world that was wasted. The time in this world that was not used profitably. The time in this world that was not used to remember Allah. The time in this world, go to the Qabristan and go to those graveyards. Make a habit on a Friday, go to the graveyard. Go look at the plaques, read the dates. And then visualize you are in that Qabr. And visualize, ask yourself this question. To have one chance, to have just a few minutes extra in this world, what price will you pay? You'll pay everything. Ask the resident of that grave. If they could speak, they will tell you. If they could speak, they will tell you. If you could come back, if you could change how we use this time, we would pay any price for that. You have the time. We have the time now. We have this life now. Muharram has come. New Year has come. This is not celebration. This is a time for us to now analyze our lives. Where are we going? Like the poet says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribh wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tam al aam فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. He says, pagal insan, bewakoof insan, foolish insan. You are celebrating the passage of time. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْتَوَهَا. Why don't you realize every year that passes is a year that is taking you closer to the qabr. Is a year that is taking you closer to your ajal. What is ajal? Like the poet says, ajal hi na chora, na kisra na dara. Ajal, mort, death does not spare anybody. 1 year has passed, you are gone 1 year closer to that. Fudail bin Ayaz rahimullah, I saw one person. Elderly man, kama ta'alaykam in umri. He said, my brother, tell me, how old are you? He says, I'm 60 years of age. He says, mundu sitina sana, tasiru ila rabbik yushiku an tasil. He says, my brother, for the last 60 years you are on a train, a journey of life. Don't you think the time for you to reach your destination is coming near? How much longer you think you have? 60 years already gone. Another year has passed. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. The poet is begging you. He says, prepare before that mort. Do something. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ. Prepare some tosha. Prepare some provision. You are going to go in a journey. That journey is inevitable. Prepare for it. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. And know and understand, profit and loss there is not how much money you have. فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. It's your amal. It's your amal. It's the salah. It's the tilawat. It's Allah's zikr. It's going in the path of Allah. It's utilizing this time. Utilizing what this great ni'mat that Allah has given you. Utilizing this health in a manner that will please Allah. Nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada. He says, every time a new year comes, you people start celebrating, you become happy, you're having parties. Nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada. Wa ma hiya illa sayful lil hatfi yantadhi. Little do you realize that that new year is a sword. Is a sword that is slashing. Slashing away at what? Like that block of ice that is relentlessly melting in the sun. The seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our life. It will just be a few seconds. And all of a sudden, what will happen? This heart will stop. The sojourn in this world will have come to an end. Every worldly link and bond will break down. Whatever title he had, no more. No more will they say Maulana Saab, Sheikh Saab, Mufti Saab, Doctor Saab, Professor Saab, Lawyer Saab. No! Mayyit. When? As-salatu alal mayyit, we are in the haram. What time is the janazah? When will they lift the body? Not when will they lift Maulana Saab, or Sheikh Saab, or Doctor Saab, or Advocate Saab. Everything will break. This is the reality. You want to know the reality? Dig the grave up after 4 or 5 days and see how the stomach has blown. See the state of that corpse. And we will understand that take Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of the equation. And wallah, this life has no meaning. Wallah, this body has no meaning. This wujud has no meaning. There is only one thing that will give it meaning. If we will populate this time correctly. If you will value this time. This time that is slipping us away. New Year has come, as I mentioned. Our tariq, our history is rich. Our heritage is rich. There's no chance, no excuse for us to be celebrating. On the one hand, we have that personality, galaxy of Sahaba, galaxy, 124,000, a group the like of which humanity will never see. And amongst them, there is one who has a unique quality. What is that unique dignity and honor that Allah bestowed him with? That every Sahabi was murid. Everyone desired hidayat. One of them was murad. Only one was murad. His hidayat was desired. Allahumma izzal Islam. Allahumma izzal Islam. Bi ahad al amarain. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand on that eventful night when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, after having been tortured and left for dead, presents himself in that pitiable condition, tears rolling down the cheeks of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He raises his hand. What is like? As is that dua, Ya Allah, ab to bas kar le. Ya Allah, ab to bas kar le. Ya Allah, it is so much now. Allahumma, wallah, I'm asking you, Aizzal Islam bi akhad al amarain, strengthen this deen, strengthen my ummah, strengthen my sahaba, strengthen my legacy with one of the two Umars, Amr bin Hisham Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Murad, his Islam was desired. Allah accepted this dua in the haqq of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a personality. Lokana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar. What did my Nabi say? If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds the hands of both of them, raises it up like this and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. How much basharat? There's no time to go into the detail. And then kamil shahadat, musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, salah of Fajr, Umar is the Imam. Firoz Abu Lulu Mal'un attacks him, pierces the dagger into the stomach of Umar radiallahu anhu so that it comes out from the other side. Blood spurting from the body. He's carried. This was the 26th of Zulhijjah. Three or four days pass in this pitiable condition. Finally, the first of Muharram comes. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, Rayhanatul Rasul, one of the flowers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come to visit Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar is full of grief, full of sorrow. Ali says to him in surprise, Umar, you appear to be full of grief, sorrow and fear. Are you afraid of death? Are you afraid of death? What is the response? Ali, I am not afraid of death. I am afraid of what is going to happen after death. How is Umar going to stand in Allah's court? So much basharat, so many glad tidings, and they were never complacent right till the last breath. Inni akhafu min hawlil muttala, after death. Ali says, I can't count how many times I've heard directly from the lips of Habib Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida kahu li ahli al-jannah, Abu Bakr wa Umar. How many times my Nabi said the leader of the elderly people of Jannah will be Abu Bakr and Umar. Umar hears this. He says, Ali, will you bear witness to this in Allah's court? Ali says, yes, I will bear witness to this, and my son Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hassan also will bear witness. Saying this, they leave. Head is on the lap of his son, Abdullah bin Umar. Da'akhaddi fil ard. He says, place my head on the ground. In that condition, father is bleeding for the last 3-4 days. This is the last day of his sojourn in the world, 1st of Muharram. Naturally, Abdullah bin Umar is reluctant. Wait, thakilatka ummuk. Umar becomes upset. Why aren't you listening to me? Da'akhaddi fil ard. Place my head on the ground. Finally, he relents. In that condition, places his father's head on the ground. That personality whom my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. That Umar, if shaitan sees you coming down the street, he will walk on the other side. That personality who left behind a legacy of such justice, that once he is crying in Masjid al-Nabawi, Umar, why are you crying? If a dog has to die thirsty, if a dog has to die thirsty on the banks of the river Dajala, Umar is going to be questioned by Allah. Such a legacy of justice, that Aisha radiallahu anha, Hassan Basri rahimullah used to say, that beautify your majalis and gatherings with the zikr of Umar. Because to speak of Umar is to speak of adal and justice. And to speak of adal is to speak of Allah. And Allah becomes happy with such gatherings. Yet, face on the ground, rubbing his face in the dust, lamenting over and over again, وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا Umar, إِلَّمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ رَبُّكَ. Umar, what is going to happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? How can we celebrate? What excuse do we have? The other hand, those personalities, Abu Burayda radiallahu anhu says, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَخْطُبُنَا. My Nabi was giving khutbah of Jummah. إِذْ جَاءَ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِمَا قَمِيسَانَ أَحْمَرَانَ Yamshiyan wa Ya'thuran, the two babies. In the hadith, Rayhan Atayya, the two flowers. Enter the masjid. They are young babies. They are crawling. Can't walk properly. Juma khutbah. What does my Nabi do? He stops the khutbah. Nazal al Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil mimbar. Gets off the mimbar. Picks the two babies up. Kisses them. Embraces them. Comes back onto the mimbar. Holding the two babies. And then what does he say? Sadaqallah. May Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Allah will test you with your wealth and your children. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain. I saw my two babies. Falam asbir. I could not contain my love. Hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. Until I stopped my khutbah and I picked them up. At times he would be the imam in salah. They would climb on his back. The sajda would be delayed inordinately. And after the salah, he would place the two of them on his lap, face sahaba and say, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh Allah, I love them. One occasion sahaba asked, innaka latuhibbuhuma, ya Rasulullah, you love them. What was his response? Man ahabbahuma faqad ahabbani. Wa man abghadahuma faqad abghadani. The one who loves them loves me. And the one who hates them hates me.
that maqam and status yet.
It was the 10th of Muharram, 61st year of Hijrah. The boiling sands of Karbala, 72 on one side, other side 3,000. The 72 contained 16 Ali Rasul, direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time we read Durood Sharif, what Durood Sharif we read? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. That Al, that progeny, that blood, pak, pure. Salah time came. 20 had been made shaheed, 52 remained. In that condition, what does Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who when he was in his mother's lap, when he was in the cradle, already my Nabi said, Sayyida, Shababi Ahlil Jannati Al-Hasan Al-Hussein, the leader of the youth of Jannat will be these two grandsons of mine, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu. Yet, despite that basharat, what was the sabak? Unfortunately, we have become an ummah of rituals. We don't worry about the sabak. That if even the family of the, if even the blood of the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be spilt for the preservation of haq, that blood will be spilt. To Allah's jannat is not cheap. Allah's jannat is not cheap in that condition. Habib bin Mutahari said, ask Shimmer to hold the battle so that salah is not made qada. Umar radiallahu anhu, in and out of consciousness for 3 days before he became shaheed. Each time he would open up his eyes, what is the question he would ask? Has the time for salah come? And the youngster of the college of today says, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks out. That is why I made my salah qada. The businessman was busy in his shop. The housewife was in the marketplace. We are becoming an ummah that have taken an axe and are directly striking at our own feet. This Jummah, this masjid is full. Saturday night, we will gather in numbers. But the Fajr of the next morning, the Asr of today, what happens? Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. If that is a sufficient excuse, my respected brothers, then take this entire incident of Karbala and remove it from the books of the history of Islam. Because this incident, with that family sacrifice like this, leaves no excuse for you and I. Leaves no excuse for us to make a mockery of Allah's mercy and say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So this is okay to break Allah's commands. The response comes, we will not hold the battle. In that condition, he divides them. 26 face the army, 26 make salah. 3 days their water had been cut off. The wudu of that salah was made. Tayammum with the sand of Karbala. And what type of a salah? Someone with his head bleeding, neck bleeding, shoulder bleeding, back bleeding, leg bleeding, blood pouring from the body. In that condition, what type of sajda they must have made that by the asr of that day, every one of them had been made shaheed. Is this dastan and legacy of Karbala, of this qurbani and sacrifice, of this reminder that we have to revisit every year in Muharram, is it a meaningless exercise? Is it just for bayan, for us to shed a few tears? My respected brothers, New Year has come. Muharram has come. One more year, every one of us has gone closer to our qabr. Make this, take the lesson, take the sabak, benefit from the heritage that these flowers of Islam have left behind for us. Every one of us make this resolution that inshallah from now till I die, not a single salah will be made qaza. Say inshallah and make this life valuable. Give it to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afidah.